Can't believe it's been a year, but it was 1 year ago today. Oh, sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
1 year ago today that I was on a bus on the way to Phoenix because I lost the Picks with Friends bet. And, that was the punishment, was you get on a bus around midnight and you're basically on said bus for close to 24 hours before your arrival in Phoenix. Stopping along the way, all across West Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, until you reach your final destination. When I departed, the weather was absolutely, it was an ice storm.
That's right, because you weren't sure if they were going to delay or cancel your bus.
Yes, yeah. I wasn't real familiar with bus travel at the time. I became very familiar with bus travel.
And bus people.
And bus people, yep, as we're about to hear. It was, of all the things I think that I'll remember over, 30 plus years of being here, that's going to, for me personally, that's going to be at the very top. Like, there, you just can't, like, the things that happened on that trip, the P1s that met the bus, me, whatever.
Do you remember how many stops there were?
Maybe 9, 10.
And how many stops had P1s at them?
Well, that's the thing, is some of them were in tiny, tiny little hamlets. But the major stops, like Abilene, that big
major
metropolis. Abilene, El Paso, Lordsburg, Tucson, and one other, there was an army, always, which was great.
You truly found out that the journey is actually the friends you meet along the way.
You know what's funny is that you use that exact line, which we may hear that right now as we put together a little bus montage. But here is diving back 1 year as I got on the Greyhound bus at the now near defunct Dallas Greyhound station and made my way all the way to Phoenix, Arizona.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying.
4 hours away from getting on a bus to Phoenix. And I think the most important thing for me right now is to blend in, just to be anonymous, a wallflower, if you will. And so I was told to get a blanket because it might get cold. I don't know. It's a long trip. And so my wife told me to grab the red blanket in the closet. That'll work. So I go grab the red blanket in the closet. And in my effort to fit in, I think that I've achieved that with my blanket because, as you can see, it is the TCD, Tennis Competitors of Dallas blanket. Which probably 90 to 95% of the people on the bus will have. So it's like, I'm family. So job number one, blending in. Great start.
I can't see the faces, only the shadows of their eyes.
So then the next stop was Abilene, I believe. And Abilene is where we encountered a big onslaught of P1s. Yeah, it was really, really cool. Then it was these dudes, two other guys that were there with signs, which I think I put those pictures on Twitter. They had really funny signs. I mean, this is 4 a.m.
I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
All right, we got a couple of dudes that showed up in Abilene here with signs. I didn't even say, okay. One, I too suffered from weird arm. It must be these huge nuts we have to carry around. Quality. This one, what up, bitch, with a picture of me with a mohawk with a couple of ticket signs. I like it. Okay, what are y'all's names?
James.
James and?
Joe.
Joe. Okay. So both you guys live in Abilene?
Yes, sir.
And both of you have to go to work in a little bit?
No, actually, I took vacation. I started today, my first day of vacation.
And your first day of vacation is out here doing this?
Yeah, my wife is not happy.
Going well, the weather suits my clothes.
Yeah, it was. So it's been cool hanging with them and chatting with them. They're good dudes, but they're the only two P1s, and the rest of it is filled with bus people.
Bus people? What are bus people? Are they wondering what you're doing? And they'll lower his voice.
They are so confused by all this. Imagine pulling up in Abilene, Texas, 4 a.m, and there are people with signs and cheering and taking photos.
How was, have you interacted with any of the bus people, and have they asked you who you are or what the deal is?
One guy asked me if I was Rock Hudson or something.
Rock Hudson? How old is that guy, 90?
He's a little older, Craig. He's a little older.
Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze.
Okay, when you hang up with us, announce to the entire bus that you're about to test out the bathroom.
Yeah, and warn everyone that the bathroom will be out of order for at least 30 minutes.
And you hope there's an exhaust fan, a working exhaust fan in there.
Yeah, like we're going to have to call Roto-Rooter to come out here on the bus while it's moving.
And that is in the back, so you could be coming up off that commode seat pretty good on the bumps. Leaving your Corby eggs there.
Gross.
Skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Any chicks on there yet?
No.
There's a couple.
Oh. No. No. No ladies.
No ladies.
The final leg. We're at the final leg.
Bit of a beef corral in there, is it?
Does anybody have you using your M&Ms to make it like lipstick and putting your hair in a little ponytail?
Have you used cigarettes as currency yet?
I have not. Yeah, I noticed the Matt Birmingham text from earlier. What was it, Matt?
I was asking if you traded cigarette? It for toilet wine yet.
Some hooch.
Bruno.
Toilet wine. So fast forward to getting to El Paso, and we're getting off the bus in El Paso, and as we're all getting off the bus, I hear people behind me, and it's, you know, the same people. We had added a few people here and there, lost a few people along the way who gotten off, but I hear
R.I.P.
these people behind me going, Rock Hudson, Rock, the movie star, Rock Hudson, and they're talking about Rock Hudson, and I'm like, and I thought I was so quiet this morning that there was no way anybody could have heard me.
And so the rumor was going around the bus that Rock Hudson was on the bus.
Well, that's what I thought. I'm like, this thing just spread like wildfire that Rock Hudson is on the bus. And now there's a big discussion on how could Rock Hudson be on this bus? Well, the reason they were saying that is I get off the bus and I look up 20 feet in front of me, and there is a guy with a big white sign that says Rock Hudson. And it was
like, welcome,
P1.
Rock Hudson.
Yes, it was a P1 who had been listening earlier in the day, who was planning on meeting me at the El Paso stop, and then said, you know what, let me just make this Rock Hudson sign real quick. So the people on the bus were not reacting to my story. They actually saw a sign, and they're like, what? Rock Hudson is on this bus.
It would be 97 if he didn't die 38 years ago.
Of AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As Dave points out, of AIDS.
Well, boys, I am right at the 4-hour mark away from my destination. If you can believe it. Yeah, a little less than 4 hours.
You've almost made it. You've almost made it. How is the morale meter? Do we feel fresh as a daisy? Are we already imagining what a bed will feel like? Where are we on this?
How close are we needing a shower?
dude, okay, for those who wanted misery, I have officially hit the wall. The wall of stink, the wall of tiredness, the wall of, like, my brain feels like that it's not slept in 2 days straight. It's a weird, weird feeling. I was telling the musers this morning, anytime you start something at 12:50 in the morning, like an event at 12:50, it just, it doesn't make any sense to your body or your brain. And so, I'm definitely hitting a wall. And to compound things, over the last stop, we have picked up someone on our bus who is coughing guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and it is,
oh no.
Contagion. Non-stop coughing guy.
Pass him the phone.
He's way in the, yeah, Mino. But he's way in the back.
Is it Tim Cowlishaw?
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
Good night, Corby.
Woof! We just stepped off the bus. We are in Lordsburg, and this is mealtime, so the bus is emptied out.
What are your meal choices?
We have Family Dollar, and we have McDonald's.
All right.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
So you got a real choice on your hands here.
For me? Are you kidding me? Wait. Here, hang on, guys. Hang on. There are people here in Lordsburg, New Mexico to say hello. You got to hear this, all right? Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this on speaker. You guys got me?
Gotcha.
Yes.
We read you.
Okay.
Hello, right, Lordsburg.
We have a little family here. Who is this? This is Eddie. Hi, Eddie. He? You're he?
Yeah.
And you are?
Crystal.
Crystal, and you guys live where?
Flower Mound. We were visiting her family for the past 3 weeks.
In San Diego?
San Diego. So we left this morning at 6:30.
And have you been listening, like, to where I've been going? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy crap. And so you knew
no
I was
way.
In Lordsburg?
Yeah.
How long have they been waiting?
I'm looking at the, trying to figure out, like, the timing and everything.
How long have you been waiting?
Just, like, 5 minutes here.
5 minutes?
We just got gas.
What perfect timing.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Awesome.
Going well, the weather suits my clothes.
Do you think he's having more fun than he thought he would?
I don't know.
He seems to be enjoying himself.
I feel like Corby gets out of bed expecting whatever, wherever he is to be the most fun, right?
So, yeah. I mean, I was in my head, as I told a lot of people, I could be nothing. You got to be positive about something like this.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to war. And so you try to make the best of it. And, you know, it worked out where it's been, look, it ain't no day at Marineland. All right. I'm not going to act like that. It's just been the greatest time ever, but it's really been, it's been a lot of fun. Like, it's been super interesting just from a cultural standpoint and a,
That's a sensitive way to say
you're
it.
Even more woke.
I am so much more woke than I've ever been. Getting off the bus and you're in Lordsburg, New Mexico, and there's a family of P1s here that are now trying to get their dog to pee. Yeah, it's a trip.
Are you hashtag humbled?
I am, Dave. I am definitely hashtag humbled.
No, I won't let you leave.
Now, there you go. Sounds from the bus.
That's amazing. What a day. What an anniversary. I don't know if everybody realized what they were facing today, but 52 weeks ago, right now,
yeah,
we're talking with you.
I know.
And just like this year, with Donovan being the perfect one to lose picks with friends, to have to be a busker in the plaza outside the American Airlines Center, you were the perfect bus tripper.
I hope it translated, you know, live a year ago. But yeah, it was, I'd never been so tired in all my life once we got to Phoenix, but I woke up the next day and I was like, okay.
Wasn't
that bad.
Honestly, it's one of those things where I actually do wonder how well I could do in that sort of scenario, and yet would never actually do it unless made to do it.
Right.
You would post like a dozen Sturm stacks.
just be grinding
through.
Most productive time in your life, right?
Checklists like you wouldn't believe.